Here in Lillooet, British Columbia, this is CHLS 100.5 FM.
Do you know, I never understood a word you said. Never mind. Here's a thing. We always have a problem finding a performer for the Christmas staff party at Windsor Castle. The Queen Mother's first choice was Neil Diamond, but he wanted to be picked up at the airport. The youngsters would like Oasis or Stone Temple Pilots, but one can't run the risk of having people who might urinate on the tapestries. No, you'd be perfect. You're moderately famous, and you're far too ill to bother the chambermaids. There'll be no fee, of course, but you can expect a goose and a bottle of homemade cider. Goodbye.
Rockin' the canyon, right between your ears.
Bye.
right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike, your host, on today's edition of Right Between Your Ears, coming at you live from the Rec Center on Main Street in beautiful downtown Lillooet. I hope everybody's having a beautiful day today. It's been in the mornings, early mornings, I would call it a little closer to January than I would June, but I'm not complaining. The weather seems a little bit fickle this first couple of weeks of June, but we're coming up on the 21st pretty soon, which will be the first day of summer, and hopefully we can get the weather pattern all ironed out by then. Now, today's show is dubbed Waiting on My Man Show edition of Right Between Your Ears, and a little bit later in the program, you'll find out why. You're going to hear my own cover of that Lou Reed song that was kind of made more famous by David Bowie than it was Lou Reed, I think. But last week I played an example of the two of them singing it together live, and yeah, I heard that song for the first time myself back, I think it was around February or so this year, first time I heard it, and really got under my skin, so to speak. So I thought I'd give it a try and get to hear that a little bit later. Now, let's take a look and break down what we've been doing in the first set here. And what we have been doing is we started out with a good summertime tune by Canada's own Robbie Robertson called Somewhere Down the Crazy River. So just change it to Somewhere Down the Fraser River. And that's what we opened her up with. And next tune up was a lovely lilting Irish tune. And it's by a band out of Ireland called Altan, A-L-T-A-N, if you want to look them up. And boy, oh boy, it's just a traditional Irish song. I don't know who wrote it, but the song is called Dúlamán. And I think Dúlamán is either the name of a place, that'd be my first guess, or a person. I think it's probably a place. There's probably not a single tree stump or a hillside in Ireland that doesn't have two or three names in English and Gaelic. And a couple of them probably have Scandinavian names on the coast. And we finished up this first set here with Neil Young and Crazy Horse doing... Oh no, that's probably Neil Young and Stray Gators doing Time Fades Away from the Time Fades Away album. And it's always been one of my favorite Neil Young songs, among the other couple of hundred of favorite Neil Young songs I have. And with that all set up, it's time to put her in a second gear here, and let's see what's going on down the road. To describe the trail makes one a storyteller. To extract meaning makes one a philosopher. To share makes one human. Bobcat Logic. Tuesdays, 9 in the morning. Wednesdays, 4 in the afternoon. Sounds like a little bit of Thunder Mother. Bye.
changes, no robberies. So that mean it's some honor amongst thieves. Except the ones with lost me and envy of the heart. If it's right, even like to hide in the dark.
We all got dark passengers that we ride with.
Boy, Cal
Clifford Weston is my sidekick.
So I gotta keep it 30. Even lawmen out here playing dirty and disrespect, only respect, disrespect. So when I give you what I got for is what you get. No pity,
no pity. So gritty.
So 24/7 I put on for my city. From the booth to the streets,
from the streets to the booth.
Lie, get you killed quicker than the truth. If you try to put shame in my game to make a name, I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain, bitch.
When the deal goes down,
end up throwing down cards on the table.
Make money, make money.
Can't make money, then we
take money, take money.
Poker face ain't funny.
Play the game, I was dealt.
Lose your life over money, that's the pain that's felt. Yeah, hot flame make a melt. Outlaws branded with a cannon in my belt. Blackjack, 21 shots to the dome. Jane with a nail on the top of my throne. Tone, you don't wanna mess with me. I shot the sheriff and the motherfucking deputy.
All out,
bare knuckle bout, no referee.
A lot of dirty cash and a fat ass preference.
Yeah. No ice, straight Hennessy. If life be a gift, let death be a penalty.
When the deal goes down,
down.
Hey there, painters of pictures, carvers of wood, writers of stories, poets, sculptors, and pluckers of string. Did you ever wish there was a helping hand when your creative trail goes cold? Well, help is on the way. Tune in to Muse, Monday nights at 7 p.m. with an encore presentation on Wednesday mornings with your host, Alfie Eldon, on Radio Lillooet, 100.5 FM. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike, your host, on today's Waiting on My Man edition of Right Between Your Ears, coming at you live from the Rec Center in beautiful downtown Lillooet. And boy, we're at that part of the show where we're going to do the weather, but just before we do, let's see what we've been listening to in the second set. And the second set, I'm going to send out the very first song, which was called Enemy, and it's by a Stockholm band out of Sweden called Thunder Mother. And they really do rock, I'll tell you what. And that's going out to the Canadian National Women's Soccer Team, who was down in Montpellier, France today, playing Cameroon, who were debutantes, making their debut in the Women's World Cup, Cameroon was. And anyhow, Canada took the day, 1-0. And so good on the girls there. But they're looking pretty toit, I'll tell you that. They're looking pretty toit to me. And so, after Thunder Mother, we had a good old band out of the States that discovered about 2 years ago called Gangsta Grass. And some real good rappers out of Philadelphia got together with some real good bluegrass pickers from, I think, Kentucky, but don't quote me. And they said, you know what, why don't we just mix these two things together and see what we come up with. And what they came up with was a real cool sound that you heard in that second song, which was called When the Deal Goes Down. And that was followed up by a real beautiful bluegrass sounding song by instrumentation, but by construction it sounded kind of heavy metal. Well, that's exactly what it was. It was a band of bluegrass musicians out of the States called Iron Horse, which I've played actually quite a few times over the years on this show. And this was their rendition of the metal song Fade to Black. And I believe that was I know that's Hetfield, Ulrich, Hammett, and Burton, Metallica. So, Fade to Black by Iron Horse. And close the set out with the old band called the Guess Who and Canada's Own. And that's Burton Cummings, Randy Bachman, writing team back in the 70s. And a song called When Friends Fall Out. And just going to check my weather machine right here and we'll get on to that. So we've got currently 24 Celsius here in Lillooet and barometric pressure of 102.3 kilopascals with a tendency to fall. Dew point is sitting at 7.6 Celsius and the humidity is about like Parmesan cheese, 35% humidity. Now overnight tonight there'll be a little bit of a clearing trend and still a few clouds hanging around in the sky, and it'll dip down to about 13. And wake up on Tuesday morning, the 11th, and should hit a high of about 33, which is a real pleasant little day, and an overnight low of about 12 with a clear sky. Wednesday, let's pump it up a couple of more notches and make it up to 37 Celsius on a sunny day with clear skies. Hanging through the night with the clear skies, and we've got 19 Celsius for stargazing. Now, Thursday, it's going to cool a bit. Some clouds are going to come in, and we're going to hit a high of about 32 and have an overnight of about 16 with some clouds obscuring some of those stars. On Friday, 14th of June, predicted high is 29 Celsius for a sunny day. Got the clouds out of the way. And because those clouds are gone, she'll go down to about 14 overnight on Friday night. And Saturday, we're looking at a high of 27 on a sunny day with an overnight again of 14 with clear skies. And we take it on up to Sunday, June 16th, and we've got a predicted high of 26 on a sunny day. So all in all, not too bad. Not too bad at all. I know my cherry tree there at home, they're getting really, really fat because they're ripening slow because it hadn't been all that hot for that many days in a row. So still kind of learning as I go, but I think that might grow a bigger cherry when they take a long time to ripen. Now, averages and extremes here in Lillooet since 1998 up to last year, the hottest version of today was 33.5 and it happened in 2015. And the coolest version of today was 7.6 only, and that happened in 2008. And that is our weather. From our high mountain transmitters to your FM dial, this is Radio Lillooet, 100.5 FM. Habe keine Angst, meine Schatzi. So gewöhnlich, ladies and gentlemen, that was a song called Jetzt bist du weg by Nena. And boy, oh boy, she's the 99 Red Balloon lady. And I tell you what, she's probably old news back in Europe right now, but she's good news, a real good singer. And anyhow, that was Nena with Jetzt bis du weg. And up before that, we had from Korea, Miss Luna Lee, and her cover of a song called Love Letter. That was the instrumental piece you heard played on the Gayagum. And up before that, boy, we went down to the Blue Ridge Mountains and a band called the Marshall Tucker Band, and playing a song called Blue Ridge Mountain Sky. And boy, that song come out in about 1972 or 3, and I never get tired of that one, I tell you. It's a goodie. And holy cow, it's time for public service announcements, which we're going to dig into right about now. And the first one we're going to talk about is happening this Friday on the, or Friday the 19th, rather. Not this Friday, Friday the 19th. And this is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And what am I talking about? I am talking about the Quilt Show. And it is at St. Andrew's United and St. Mary's Church, which, if you're new to town, it's the 577 Main Street, and it's right, if you're heading towards the grocery store from the highway, it's right past the first street past the post office. Anyhow, you can't miss it. 577 Main Street, St. Andrew's United, St. Mary's Anglican Church. And there's a phone number to contact for this event, and it's 250-256-7157. And if you didn't have your pencil ready, 250-256-7157. And it says here, Lillooet Quilters Guild, July 19th, 2019. Doors open at 10 a.m. and stay open till 6 p.m. And then July 20th, the next day, doors open at 10 a.m. and close at 3 p.m. Tea will be served both days with refreshments, sandwiches, and sweets. And the admission is $3 a piece, and there's a guild member's sale table, and there's a merchant sale table. There's going to be a raffle, and the tickets for the raffle are $2 a piece. And the draw is at 3 p.m. July 20th, so on the second day of the show. So that's about it. But I'll tell you what, I'm actually the proud owner of a one-of-a-kind incredible quilt. And if anybody's been down to, God forbid, but you've probably been down to the medical clinic or the emergency room, there's a beautiful example of just how beautiful the quilts a Lillooet can get. If you're new to town, have a look. So that's the quilting show. Now, next up, I'm going to tell you about something. Looks to me like I haven't come across this before, so I'm going to say it's something new. Maybe it's been done before in the past, but I think it is a great idea, personally myself, and I'm real proud to announce this. On Wednesday, starting June 12th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., quiet time at the library. Now, I realize that libraries are supposed to be quiet all the time, but this is a specific quiet time for quiet study, and I think that's wonderful. Now, the library number, if you want to find out about this particular event, it's 250-256-7944. Again, Lillooet Public Library, 250-256-7944. Cost of this thing is free, and it's going to be held in room 203 at the library, and it will now be open to the public every Wednesday for some quiet reading, writing, studying, or time on your own device or computer. And depending on what living situation you have, this can be a real blessing, I'll tell you. Especially having it in a separate room, it's not even in the library per se. You can really focus on different jobs you're doing. So room 203 is the place to head, and it's on Wednesday, June 12th, 4 to 7. And so it's going to be every Wednesday now, as what it says here. And my hat's off to the library ladies. I think it's a great, great idea. Next up, as a public service announcement, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the ongoing, this month, FIFA 2019 France edition of the Women's World Cup of Soccer. Now, as per usual, there's one, two, three, six groups, A through F, and I'm just going to give you a real quick little roundup of what's been happening. And I know if you are a soccer fan and you have to go to work, if you don't have a PVR or some kind of way to record these games or whatever, you get a couple of irritations. One is hearing about the score during your work day before you get home can be peevish. And also, if there was a game you really, really wanted to see, and sometimes they'll replay them late at night, but sometimes you just go and you don't get to see one you wanted to see. And I'm rolling in the clover right now, being able to see whatever games I want, being retired, and I realize that is a gift from upstairs, so thanks God. Now, here's the standings just as far as who's on top of the groups real quick. In Group A, that's France's group, the host nation, who won their very first game that they played on June 7th when this whole thing opened up in Paris. And in that group, you've got France and Norway on top of the group. In Group B, you've got Spain and you have got Germany on top of the group currently. In Group C, you have Italy and Brazil on top of the group. In Group D, right now, at this moment, all we have really on top that scored anything is England. And in Group E, that's Canada's group. As I mentioned earlier, the Canadian ladies, Christy Sinclair, they were all out there playing today, and they won their game. And so they sit on top of Group E right now. Now, there'll be some more Group E matches. There hasn't been any Group F matches yet. So here's what's going to happen real quick tomorrow. And I believe it is going to be aired in this order. But the first game is going to be something like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. So if you're an early riser, you could catch it. And if you do get up that early, you can watch New Zealand versus the Netherlands. And the second game of Tuesday, tomorrow, will be Chile versus Sweden. I will be watching both of those. And the third game, which I think was on purpose because of when it's going to be playing a little later in the day, is Team USA, who is probably the most feared team, along with Canada, in the whole entire tournament. And they take on Thailand tomorrow. And so that's the three games: New Zealand versus Netherlands, Chile versus Sweden, and USA versus Thailand. All happening tomorrow, starting at about 5:30 in the morning. Check your local listings, and if you just have regular cable, it's being all covered by CTV and TSN. And if you flip around on your TV channels, you'll find that some of them give you high def of the same game that's on a different channel, and some of them give you already zoomed up picture, which I accidentally discovered. So I always kind of tweak through all the channels to find the one where it's zoomed up nice and big. My TV's not that big, but it's still it's spectacular. Anyway, if you've been listening to this show, especially last summer, you know I'm a fan. I am a soccer fan. So with all that being said, I hope you have lots of joy watching the World Cup. And if you're a soccer player or learning to play soccer, I hope this inspires you to keep working on your game. Hey, Lilouette. For 2 hours of non-threatening classical music with a wealth of information about the music, composers, and performers, tune in to Snooze Button every weekday from 7 to 9, plus weather, road reports, and public service announcements. And remember, Wednesdays are all about the piano.
$26 crumpled in my hand. Up to Lexington, 125. Feel like a bag of rats, more dead than alive. Waiting for my man. Hey, white boy, what you doing uptown? Hey, white boy, chasing our women around. Pardon me, that's the furthest from my mind. I'm just be waiting for a real good friend of mine. Waiting for my man. Here he come. He's all dressed in black. Beat up shoes and a baseball hat. He's never early. He's always late. First thing I learned was I always gotta wait. Waiting for my man. Up to a brownstone, up three flights of stairs. Everybody's watching, but nobody cares. He's got the works, and it gives you a taste. Then you gotta split, cause you ain't got time to waste. Waiting for my man. Baby, don't you holler. Darling, don't stomp and shout. I'm feeling good. You know I'll work it out. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling so fine. Until tomorrow, well, that's just some other time. I'm waiting on my man. heaven with 11 lips.
I can feel the pain, I can see the fears on the painted cheeks, the tears of a love known as a cowgirl in disguise. Talk about love known as a cowgirl in disguise.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike, your host, on today's edition of Right Between Your Ears. And just before we sign off here, I'll tell you what we were listening to in this last and final set of the day. So we started it up, as I alluded to, with my own cover of a song called Waiting for My Man, written by Lou Reed. That was my take on it. And that was followed up by a band out of Alabama, Georgia area, called Blackberry Smoke. I've been playing them for a few times so far, and they are the continuation of what the Allman Brothers used to do, and they even worked with Greg Allman a little bit before he passed away. They got a real good southern sound going, and I hope they keep it going. And the song that we heard was called The Whippoorwill, and it looks like their main songwriter is a fellow named Star with two R's. So if you're musical, watch out for Blackberry Smoke, because I think they're heading places, in my opinion. And we finished off the set with a real oldie but goodie, Northeast Texas boy called Willis Allen Ramsey, who's got a guitar playing style that's kind of unlike anybody else. He's got a singing style that's kind of unlike anybody else. And the song that we heard was probably my favorite of the one album that I own that he put out, and his material is very difficult to get a hold of. And anyway, that was Willis Allen Ramsey and his tune called Painted Lady. And that's all we got time for today in this show, so if you stand by, I'll get you onto your country music playlist directly.